AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A second federal judge has extended a block barring the Trump administration from freezing grants and loans potentially totaling trillions of dollars. Judge John McConnell in Rhode Island had already approved a temporary restraining order on the funding freeze and today granted the request for a preliminary injunction from nearly two dozen Democratic states. Now that the U.S. is backing away from supporting Ukraine, European leaders are meeting in Brussels to go over what's next. President Emmanuel Macron is talking about the possibility of using France's nuclear deterrent to protect the continent from Russian threats. Mette Frederiksen is the Danish prime minister.
Rearming Europe, spent on defense and deterrence. That's the most important message. And at the same time, of course, continue to support Ukraine because we want peace in Europe and it cannot be done without a sustainable peace forward. When it comes to Ukraine,
the U.S. has pulled military and intelligence support for Ukraine. Hamas is brushing off President Trump's latest threat and reiterated it will only free the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for lasting ceasefire in Gaza. Stocks are lower in early trading. Fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Jobless filings dropped by 21,000 for a total of 221,000, significantly fewer than analysts expected. It's another sign the labor market remains steady before an expected purge of federal government employees. The jobless claims are considered a proxy for layoffs, and some analysts expect the federal workforce slashing ordered by Elon Musk's Doge effort will show up in the report in coming weeks or months. The government will release last month's jobs report tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Albania is shutting down TikTok for a year over concerns over violence among children. This is AP News. A Broadway musical is canceling plans to play at Washington's Kennedy Center next year.
My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
President Trump has shaken up leadership at the Kennedy Center, and the producers of Hamilton say they are not acting against the Trump administration by canceling, but against the partisan policies of the Kennedy Center as a result of his recent takeover.
Wanna be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens.
It's part of Trump's broad campaign against woke culture. Tickets had yet to go on sale. In 2016, the Hamilton cast delivered a curtain call appeal to Vice President-elect Mike Pence, who was in the Broadway audience, and asked that the Trump administration uphold American values and work on behalf of all Americans. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.